Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. I appreciate you guys out there listening. This hasn't been as consistent as it needs to be. And that's kind of what I'm going to speak today a little more about. There's times in our lives when things get really difficult. There's times in our lives when we're under attack. And spiritual warfare is such a real thing. I wish that we could all see the spiritual realm around us. And I think it would be very scary for most of us because we would see the reality of angels and demons, the amazing supernatural world that's around us. But on a more simplistic note, we can never forget spiritual warfare because that's what it is. But on a more simplistic note, we have to understand that all the battles in our lives, the tough things that are going on right now for you, for me, for the people you know, for the people in your family, for the people you love, there's a weight on them. It holds you down. It pulls you. And honestly, the goal is always to pull you away from God. I'll be a little vulnerable here and tell you guys that one of my biggest adversaries in life is the feeling of insignificance, is insecurity. I'm never good enough. I don't feel like I add up to anything. I don't think I make a difference. I feel like I fall short for my wife. I fall short for my kids. I fall short for my family in general. I fall short every day, and I never feel like I'm good enough. And most importantly, I fall short from God. We are imperfect. We have struggles. We have things that hold us back in our life. We are not perfect. We all can look at a part of our life and see where we struggle. We can all look and see places where we are falling short. Now, the feeling of insecurity that I have, the feeling of doubt, the feeling that I'm not good enough, that is spiritual warfare. That is Satan attacking me. That is, and you too, I guarantee there's certain people out there that feel the exact same way I do. And guess what? God made you. God made you in His image. God is there for you. He is the key to everything. And I'm going to read a verse. Well, hold on. Let me jump into this. I just want to say, you know, if we don't have God in our lives, things are very difficult. Things are very hard. You know, struggles, we won't understand and don't understand, you know, death, loss, why things have to be the way they are in our lives. We don't understand those things. They just don't make sense to us. But God is the key. God is a key. But even with God in your life does not mean you won't have struggles. We will still have pain. We will still experience loss. But God can help us with those burdens. That's so important. When you have someone who is a shoulder to cry on, truly God is there. If you call upon Him and you pray to Him, He is there. Now let me read Matthew 11, 28 through 30. It says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Man, if you're not digging into your Bible, he gives us the answers for so many things. But come to me, all of you who are weary. I know there's a lot of weary people out there. I know there's a lot of people who are suffering. I know there's a lot of people who are struggling, going through incredibly difficult things, things that are, it's the weight of the world. You feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But my goodness, there sure is. I know, you know, my circumstance is not the same as everybody's, but I talk to people every week. I know people that are going through so many different things, and all our struggles are not going to be the same. Some of us, it's that feeling of inadequacy. Some of us is we're going through some hard loss. Some of us are going through just so many different things that Satan is throwing at you from every different angle. There is so much going on in this world that puts that weight on you, that burden on you. Let me tell you something. God can give you that relief. He can take that weight from you. All you have to do is ask. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But my goodness, when the creator of the universe is on your team, when the creator of the universe says, give me your burdens, oh, God is so much greater than we will ever understand. I don't even know if when we get to heaven we'll understand fully. I don't think we will. I think God is so magnificent that we can't fathom why some of these things happen in our life. But know this, when you go through something hard, when you go through something really, really difficult and God helps you through, know that there's somebody else out there going through that exact same thing. Know that you're not alone, but somebody out there feels like they are right now. You witnessed God do something in your life to turn around whatever you're going through. Now use that testimony to help that next person. Be a mouthpiece for God. The road ahead is difficult, but you're not alone. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Keep on digging, everybody.